All the different sheets in the Gemara and the interplay between Malicha and Sli. The Rashba's argument with the Ramban that there was a tzad in the Gemara to say that Malicha was even like Bishul. So how could the Ramban say that Malicha is even less than Sli? And that there wouldn't be mefafeya by a davar shamein. So therefore the Rashba reject the Ramban, and therefore he said that there would be a davar shamein, and there would be mefafeya, and as David pointed out during Seder, so you would have to say, like the Rashba says himself in the Rashba, that the only thing to rely on over here, the reason why there's no pifua, is because it's a metzias, that this is just a davar kachush. But einachnami, if you had a davar shamein, then you would have to be machmer. Tzvi asked yesterday that if we're mamish saying that Malicha is like Tzli, so then why is it that the Rosh, I didn't put it on the Marmar Kremis, but the Rosh, I quoted outside yesterday, the Rosh Paskins, that over here, although the Rosh Paskins by Tzli, Kedei Netila, you remember, because he says, Safi Daraisa L'chumra, and even though Tesis was Mesopak, the Rosh was the one who said, and that's the way we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, by Tzli, that you need Kedei Netila, the inch, not just the Kedei Klipa. But over here, the Rosh says, in Simen Chav Dalid, the Rosh says that it's enough to have Kedei Klipa. So, Maman of Shach. So, I found last night that the Madonna Yontif asked this Kasha on the Rosh. Exactly what Tzvi asks. The Madonna Yontif on the bottom of the Rosh, in Sif Cotton, sorry, 1 second. Yeah, here. Madonna Yontif. In Sifkat and Yud, in Madonna Yontif, he says that if you carry over from one to the other, you should say that it should be Kedei Netila. So, it might be something similar to what Tzvi was suggesting in Seder, that even at the end of the day, if you're saying Malicha is Dino Kitzli, so either one, you could say that, like the Ramban, that we're just saying it's not Dino Kibishal, but it never meant that it was Mamish Kitzli. Or you could say that it has the effects of Tzli, but it's not Mamish Tzli. And although Tzli might be a Shaila D'Oraisa, that therefore you have to be Machmir Kedei Netila, like the Rosh says, but by Maliach, where it's only potentially Durabbanon, then you're not going to, because you don't actually have a heat source, then you're not going to have to be machmer ad kedei kach to say kedei netila. But bottom line, that's the halacha, that all you need is kedei klipa, and that was from yesterday's sugya. So today we're really going to have to explore what is malicha, how much malicha, what are the situations where a person has to be machmer for a case of malicha. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph quotes the same memor of Shmuel. But then it clarifies a little bit more. Ki Amar Shmuel Maliach Harei Kareseach Hani Milehecha De'Eino Necho Machmas Milcha. The Gemara says, when did Shmuel apply the principle of Maliach Harei Kareseach? When it's not Necho Machmas Milcha. Literally translating is when it's not edible to be eaten because there's so much salt there that a person cannot eat it. So how much salt is that? So comes along Taisvis on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph and quotes 2/3 opinions. I realize I'm saying that as follows because we're going to about to introduce 3 opinions. But for our intents and purposes, we're going to really record them as two opinions. Zok Taisvis Hani Mila Deinu Necha Machas Milcho Dibra Maskel Hani Harab Yaakov Yisrael, right? Yaakov Yisrael. That's that's RJJ, right?
Stipler.
Oh, RJJ is Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yisrael is the stipler, right? What?
Yosef Yaakov. I mean Yaakov Yisrael Yaakov or Yaakov Yisrael.
No, Kilos Yaakov is Yisrael Yaakov. Kilos Yaakov. His second name is Yaakov. Yeah. No, Chavisayon Chaim was Yisrael Meir. What? Okay. Harav Yaakov Yisrael. Mestama Kilos Yaakov is Yaakov Yisrael. Oh, but I'm starting to doubt myself. Maybe it was Israel, yeah. I don't remember. Harav Yaakov Yisrael hitter pamachas gigas malaya. For one of you guys who have nothing to present on the Bechina, find out which way, what this type of name is. Harav Yaakov Yisrael hitter pamachas gigas malaya basar shenim lecha yofa im chatichas nevela. So Rav Yaakov Yisrael says he was matir to put salt in a gigas that's full of basar, shenim lecha yofe im chatichas nevela, and even though there was a non-kosher piece of meat, a chatichas nevela inside that pot, va'omer deloy choshev eino nechal machas milcho. Aye, why are you allowed to? It's malicha, right? So the Gemara, so Rav Yaakov Yisrael said, that there's not so much salt there. It's still considered nechol machmas milcho. It doesn't fit the criteria of chulin kufyud beizam et aleph. So when does it fit the criteria that it's going to be boleh, it's going to create blias of eno nechol machmas milcho? It's only in a situation where what? Loi choshev eno nechol machmas milcho elam ke nimlach ke ein ibud. What's ibud?
Tanning.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Kida Amar Periklal Gadol, Hai Man De Malach Bisra B'Shabbos, Chayev Mishum Ma'abit. The Gemara says if you put salt on Shabbos, right, you're Chayev Y Mishum Ma'abit. You're now tanning the meat, the skin, and now you're making it into what? Leather. That's the way you make leather, right? So the Gemara says you put enough salt, you're Chayev on Shabbos, you get Skila for the malach of ma'abed, umukila, and if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, and daf ayin hamid ba'abes, such an important Gemara for Hilchos Shabbos, those of you that want a Hilchos Shabbos year should look up the source that Tosfos brings of ma'abed, umukila, deboile la'urcha. And what? It's talking about a significant amount of salt, deboile la'urcha. What's deboile la'urcha? That if your mom is preserving it for travel. That everybody said the amount of meat that a person's going to put in order to go on a trip is not the amount of meat that he's going to put in stam if he's cooking in his house. Avalabesa, but if it's for the house, lomashvi inish michla eats. You're not going to put so much salt that's going to make it taste like wood. Okay, so there's a different amount of the quantity of salt that a person puts out when he's trying to preserve the meat than when he's trying to just salt it in the house. Good. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael said that if you ever want to know how much salt we're going to discuss in terms of having shilas of malicha, it's the amount of salt that is going to be like ibud, the boy leila urcha that's going to be for a trip. Yeah.
In the case of for Shabbos, so even if you don't salt it a lot, right, if we hold regular salting, is like sli.
Hold
so
on. Then excellent. Excellent question. What you just asked is machlek is the Ramban and the Ran. But hold off. Excellent. Ubekuntris nami perish. Eino nechol meroiv melech shebo. Ad sheshoreyu umadichu b'mayim kein basar shemolchen latznia. Rashi uses a different terminology. That's why I said Rashi's a little different, but it's really the same camp as Rav Yaakov Yisrael, and we're only going to have two shittas over here. Rashi says, how much is eino necho machmas milcho? That's the key, critical question. Everybody say, the ambiguous Gemara on chulin kufyud beis, that is the big kicker for knowing when you have shilas of malicha, it's got to be eino necho machmas milcho. How much is eino necho machmas milcho? You with me, David? How much is eino necho machmas milcho? So Rav Yaakov Yisrael says, Ke'en la'urcha. And Rashi uses a similar language, ke'en la'tznia. You're going to put it away into the shed, and you're going to have there an amount of salt that's going to be to preserve it. Good? Basically, Rabbi Yisai, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yisrael, you need what? How much salt?
A lot.
A lot. A lot of salt. Okay? Good.
And then when you eventually want to eat it, you just wash off the salt.
I didn't say that.
But
I didn't say that.
Okay,
I'm not up to date.
If you're preparing a meat, a piece of meat to be eaten, and you're doing the leaf on it, it has to be more than you do to eat it.
Say it again. What?
When we say like you're doing melicha.
Why are you doing melicha?
So you can get it down.
To get the dam out?
Yeah. So
according to Rashi, that would not be right. Exactly. Oh, good. Excellent.
That makes no sense.
Maybe not. You're in Rabbeinu Tam's camp. Well, 1 second. I didn't introduce it. Rabbosai, can I just finish the Tosfos? Do you have a clarification? Yeah, like you're all saying things I'm going to get to.
Just a clarification.
Yeah.
So Tosfos said that it's the amount of salt needed to go on a trip. How did that tie into
Tosfos? Didn't say that. I wouldn't say Tosfos said that. Tosfos quoted Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov and Rashi that said that.
How did that connect to the Malapa?
Oh, he just proved from that Gemara of Yaakov Yisrael said, the Gemara says when you salt meat, you're chayav mishum ma'abid. How much does a person put when he's ma'abid? So the Gemara goes on to say, it says that it's ke'en la'urcha.
It's the same shear, though.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Could you please clarify the two shittis and tosfos?
I didn't say any two shittis and tosfos. There's just a lot of salt to preserve. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Rashi. That is one camp. One says Kain Ibud, and one says Kain Latsnia. But I'm considering the same amount. I don't have a specific quantity that I can differentiate between the two. If anyone has a quantity, please share it. But I don't know what the quantity would be. It's a lot of salt. Did that come from any knowledge of anything?
No.
Thank you. The Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. The Atu Hanu Rabbi said, does anyone have a question on Yaakov Yisrael and Rashi?
Our Gemara.
Frek Tigman, a basic kasha from our Gemara, Rabbi said. If you think we're off the daf, we're not off the daf. What do you mean? There was a case of a Gid Anoshe, right? We dealt with whether it's Shuman Agid or it's going court of Andorra in Gimino Sutam. And there was, the Gid Anoshe got salted in a pot with other things, right? And we had a big shiloh according to Shmuel, how much we're going to ask her, Maliach Harik Raseach, Ravina, Ravashi, Ravacha, good, excellent, a big conversation, Malicha. Where is this taking place? It's taking place in the kitchen. There was some Malicha that was put onto it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, how can Rashi and Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael have a straight face and say that this is mamish, a case of preservation, that this is happening, you know, in the factories in Wyoming? Like, come on, in Idaho. This is a shiloh that's in the kitchen. And we got some malicha messed up. Apparently, says Rabbeinu Tam, from our Gemara already, from just the story of our Gemara, it's a raya that the malicha is not the way these rishonim presented the shir malicha. But kashul Rabbeinu Tam, the atu hanu atmasa the milch the imlich begida the nashia mirish kalusa perikid anosha leil tzadizainim aveiz our Gemara the maisei la malicha haria kriseach the chinimlich alurcha. Were we talking about someone making a big trip or preserving for the factory or making a big schlachthaus? Is that what we're talking about? We're talking about a kitchen. Then Rabbeinu Tam agrees, continues. V'chein ka'arish nimlach b'basar aser lecha b'roseach v'ayi pincha David b'rev ami v'chein marid imlach le'basar shchuta v'adei trefa b'samach otu kolani l'urcha l'atzniyak the perish ha'kuntris. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to stop by Mar Gemara. It's not just Tzadi Zayinam and Beis. All the Gemaras that bring up the member of Shmuel of Aliyah Chariyah Kuruseach, are all those going to be situations where a person puts so much milk that it, so much salt that it's enough that it's going to be preserving it, that it's going to be la'urcha. It's so schwer. All these shilas sound like they're coming up in the kitchen, or some salts fell on it, and that's going to be a serious problem off the bat of Maliyah Hareyu Karoseyach. So says Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not introducing to you what the shir is, but all I know is that with the way you classified the shir, you did not present it correctly, because then you have a very difficult time explaining all of these Gemaras that had shilas based on the issue of Maliyah Hareyu Karoseyach. Yarya.
We're under the assumption that that according to Rabbeinu Tam, when he says that based on our Gemara, since we're doing a B'shas Melicha and not about preservation, that there's a very much a substantial difference between preservation and the amount of salt that's used for meat, because even when you make a kasha, there's still a ton of salt that's on it. You really can't, at least I wouldn't think you'd be able to eat it, and you have to wash it off afterwards when you to make it. So like that amount of salt, although it might not be the same amount as preservation, like for all intents and purposes, like it still is so much salt that you really can't eat it. So like what exactly, like
what's the shear you want to know?
Not exactly what's the shear. Like, are they really disagreeing so
totally,
much?
Totally. There's just a lot of salt that they're disagreeing about. Yeah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he was made that you would not be violating Ma'abed on Shabbos. There's not enough salt to be Ma'abed on Shabbos. Yeah, all right.
When Rabbeinu
Tam
went
outside, Shmuel says statement, he was comparing
it to the sleek. It's like, why would Rabbeinu Tam think would be a lot less? If he's making such a comparison that like, you would think it's a lot of salt.
Why? I don't know.
Because
I don't understand your question. Why? So it's compared to tzli. So who says that a less amount of salt can't be compared to tzli? Ma. Why? Just because it's compared to tzli, it doesn't mean it can't be X amount of salt. Maybe a pound of salt can be compared to tzli. Why not?
If it's like a little amount of salt, it's not going to transfer anything.
I didn't say it's a little amount of salt. Maybe there's a little amount of salt that according to Rabbeinu Tam is insignificant. But maybe there's a medium amount of salt that Rabbeinu Tam said has significance. Where are you getting your shirim from? Meaning it's not, that's not necessarily a raya. There's something called Maliyah Hareyu Karoseyach. We don't know what that amount is. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it can't be what Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Rashi said. The fact that it affects and it has the potency like Rasicha, that doesn't tell me the shir. Yeah.
Is Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael saying that in order to be Chaya from Ma'abed, you also need a preservation amount of salt?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So no one would, like, only people who work in factories would be Chaya from Ma'abed.
Yeah.
Like a normal person would never be Chaya.
Right.
It's a little bit tough, no?
And I don't even know Rabbi Tam would disagree with that. Ma'abed, you're not, most of the time, you're not going to be putting a, I mean, I don't know most people that are Chaya Mishum Ma'abed on Shabbos. Nice. But in most communities, I think that the Rav's not darshaning about Ma'abed. I don't even think I've ever spoken about Ma'abed in my shul. But, you know, it's just one of those malachas that aren't touched. But, you know, yeah, in Echanami, you wouldn't, most of the time, people are not Chayav Ma'abed, yeah.
This is more clarification than question, but Tosfot, doesn't Tosfot himself say that our Gemara is not a legal Milchata here on Tzadik Zayin? Because he said that it only goes according to the one who says that.
No. Tosis had the two options that we suggested yesterday, which is either it's going according to Shuman Agid or it's going according to the Mandar Yesh Begin Minos Etam. Those two, Tosis didn't even comment about it. I just extrapolated from Tosis by Tzli that would apply it to Bemlich. Biter. Yeah. Boise, I'm leaving the Eretz Yisrael in a few days. I got to cover some ground. Yeah.
Half tangential, not really. It's relating to the. Mm-hmm.
That's a raise here. Yeah, you can go for it, but I might knock you down, yeah?
All right. It's for sure tangent.
I'm giving you a shoot because you asked the great question before.
There are like machines people buy that basically dry out meats.
Well, you're killing yourself here, yeah.
I know, it's for sure tangent. Yeah, it's like for sure tangent.
On topic of Vavam Abayis.
Guys, it's not that I don't want to hear your questions. I need to cover ground.
Talks about that it should be raised Lavdaka because it also should be.
Start again. I didn't hear you. Well.
Our source was on Tzadik Vav of Amish Rodok and Tom. Yeah. Praise Asura. So he talks about Malicha there, and this is a case of cooking. Okay. So shouldn't that also be like that support for Rebbeinu Tam? I think we're in the process of cooking here.
But the Gemara, the Rebbeinu Tam needs Gemaras. He doesn't. He can't prove from Tosfos.
I'm saying, but it seems like Tosfos is also holding like that it's referring to cases in the kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay, weiter. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam. Sokter Rabbeinu Tam. D'chol malichas sh'ano osun l'kdeira chashiva ein echon memachas milchon. Chol malichas sh'ano osun l'kdeira chashiva ein echon memachas milchon. What in the world does that mean? What's malichas l'kdeira? Anyone have any idea what an malicha l'kdeira is? Does anyone here salt their pots?
Salting in the pot.
Salting in the pot, yes, in the pot or salting
I've salted
for, the pot. For the pot? What does it mean, salting for the pot, Rabosai?
Just get
blue
salting meat in the pot. No?
Why would you need to salt meat for the pot?
Because there's
a major issue, Rabosai, that used to be on smicha, but we took it off. What? That every Rav used to have to know, but nowadays they don't. What? You have to know Hilchos? Hilchos Malicha. Right? You have to take care of Dam from the busser before you eat it, because it's an iser to eat dam. Okay? That's called iser d'oraisa what's the lashon of the pasuk? Losochol kol dam. Losochol adam. So, well, what's the lashon of the pasuk? I just looked up the Sefer HaChinuch. I didn't look up the lashon of the pasuk. What? Is it kol dam losochol? Okay. It is in Parshas Tzav, that I can tell you. But, what? Who? And Kedoshim, and the Sefer HaChinuch is in Tzav. So, good. I was actually looking at Kedoshim. But, fine. So there's an Isra to eat Dam. There are a lot of details that about Dam that I discussed with some of the guys during Seder, but about Dam, which type of Dam is Chayav, which type of Dam is not Chayav. Not every Dam is Chayav. And even Dam from a person, you know, if it's inside your body, it's not really usser, and it's only usser for you to eat dam of yourself because of maris ayin of other dam. That's not really included. It's really dam behema that's usser. But that is the usser of dam, and that's the malicho that Tosfos is referring to legabe k'teira. So now, the amount of dam that facilitates the adamta of malicho that facilitates removing the usser of dam, and making sure that any dam that was outside of the Evarim, which is going to carry the Isser of dam, is now removed through the salting, that is the same issue that now could affect my kashrus in my kitchen, even if I don't turn on a fire, even if I don't use any heat medium. That was what Shmuel was talking about, Maliach Hareyu Kuroseach. The amount of dam that helps you le'inyan the kdeira to be matir this, to remove the iser dam, is the amount of dam, is the amount of malicha that's going to now transfer blias ha'asuros and non-kosher treif absorptions in my food. Continues Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rav Tam, d'chol milo sh'anu osun l'kdera, chashiv e'enu nechom achas milchom. That's what the Gemara meant when it said that ambiguous statement of e'enu nechom achas milchom. It didn't mean in the factories. It didn't mean for the traveling time. It didn't mean preservation. But rather, it meant what? It meant the amount that's done to prepare the food, which is done after the shechita to take care of the Yisr Dam. Kedeperish be'alochas gedolos. Says Rabbeinu Tam, this is congruous with the psak of the Bahag, that the Bahag says, fascinating Bahag, Rabbi say, what is the shear of malicha? How much malicha do you need in order to be matir your meat for eating the kdeira? Kishir tzlia. It's the same amount of it takes for a person to what? Roast the piece of meat. Mishum demaliach, areyu kiroseach. What did the Bahagdras do? The Bahagdras did something fascinating. The Bahagdras said what David assumed. David assumed like the Bahag. David said, how could you, he asked on Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov, how could you ever hold that maliach areyu kiroseach is only a significant amount of da of melech that is latznia, or for preservation, but then asked David to, right, 5 minutes ago, David asked me, but then how do you accomplish what? Hilchos malicha. How do you take care of the Isser of Dam? Your malicha doesn't work. So what David said is exactly what the Bahag just said, and Rabbeinu Tam proves his point through paskin like the Bahag, that the mechanism of Hilchos malicha to extract the Isser Dam is not stam melchus malicha that happens to be melech, but it's all predicated off of who? Off of Shita Shmuel. That maliach areu karoseach. Once you have the amount of malicha, that's what? Going to kick in areu karoseach. That's why the Isser Dam is removed. But that's just a bahag. There was never a Gemara that said that. Rabbeisai, Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov are l'choyre going to argue and say, I might agree with your shir. By the way, how long is that? The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the amount, technically according to the Bahag Shita, that you would need for resicha is the amount of a meal, 18 minutes. Okay? L'maisa, we're machmir, we're maleach for more, but the amount in terms of shiurim, that would be for 18 minutes. That's mala resicha, that's the amount of malicha. According to Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, if they would agree that malicha follows the same pattern, so then you would conclude, David, that you're wrong. That Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov apparently are not relying on Shmuel to understand how malicha works. You're 100% in the Bahag, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam's argument, is exactly what you just said. But perhaps Rashi will turn back to Rabbeinu Tam and say, who connected these two things? You were the one who connected these two things, but perhaps there's a way that malicha works, even though I can't kick in malicha ariya kuroseach. So Rashi's going to say that it's not going to be an issue of malicha ariya kuroseach, even though you're going to accomplish the extraction of dam.
You connect them, don't you turn up with the issue of the blood being transferred to his blood? If you're going to say that the sheer malicha is by dam,
you're going to have to take care of the issue of the... That's why you're going to have to, like we discussed a few months ago, you're going to have to poke holes in the kli and make sure that the dam drips out. You can't have it sit in the dam.
But it's transferring through. It's going through a piece of meat from top to bottom.
It extracts it, and then it drips away. Yeah.
According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov, so when you just do malicha in order to be matir a piece of meat, that just wouldn't do anything?
That wouldn't create shilas of treif.
Right.
Okay. Correct.
So how does he get out of it if you do hold it, it creates shilas of treif?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're going to hold out at Bishas, that if you're by doing Malicha to remove, to extract the dam, right? We're going to say that already kicks in of Sli, and you're already starting to roast it while you're doing Malicha.
You're not starting to roast it. You're using the shear of roasting.
We're understanding, if we're going to say that Shmuel's statement starts based off of what Rabin and Tom said, that it starts that at the time, at Malicha, is already
starting. No, it's Fakir.
She'eino Necha.
Malicha of dam is based off of Shmuel's Shita.
Okay.
Not that Shmuel is based off the Malicha of Dam.
No, so Rabbeinu Tam says that Eino Nechal is when is the Eino Nechal is the amount of Dam for Eino Nechal is not the same amount as Rashi and Tosafot says. It's less.
The amount of Melech.
Yeah, the amount of salt that you need, it's less. It's the only salt you need is the amount that you need for extracting, is the same amount as extracting the blood.
Okay, so. And then he takes the next step and he says, actually, the reason why you need, the reason why you're able to extract blood, says the Bahag, through Melech, is through the mechanism of Malicha Ariya Kurseach.
So if we're going to...
That's why they're the same shear.
So I got that. So if we're going to say Melech Ariya Kurseach is like Sli, right? When we salt the meat at the time, before we're extracting blood, we have meat, we want to extract the blood from it. When we put the salt in it, why isn't that Sli?
There's no Bliya.
What do you mean, why isn't that Sli? So
we're saying that the Malicha is the same, is Melech Ariya Kurseach, right? And if we're going to say that amount...
You want to know why doesn't the blood come out and go back in?
No, that's what I'm going to say there. Why doesn't... When you're salting the meat, we're saying that's... We treat it like sli, right? A malech har yukur
seach. It's only if it's with something.
Yeah.
I don't get... Like,
you're extracting the blood.
You have salt in this meat.
Through the concept of the malicha, that malicha has potency.
Correct.
Yeah.
Before we extract the blood,
what's your isser that you're now malicha
the dam.
Again? What the dam is now coming out because of it.
But it's going through the whole piece.
Yeah,
you're saying why is it
going
back
through
in?
No,
it's traveling through.
There is a time before.
You're asking why isn't every busser usser because there's circulation of dam.
If you're going to say that the sheer malicha of removing dam is what transfers taste, then you should have a problem of it's transferring taste throughout the piece of meat.
It's extracting
it. Before it gets out, it's still sleep.
Whatever the salt is connected, whatever when we're talking about shilas of malicha over here, There's a melech over here that's on a piece of treif, and now it's also on a piece of kosher. So the melicha transfers those two things. But you have to have iser and heter in order for the melicha to work.
The dam is the iser.
The salt is the dam is inside the body beforehand. Yeah, it's correct. Not iser.
So when you put the salt on, why is it that not considered as if I roasted that piece of meat pre-melicha? The same exact... If we're going to say melicha is like is tzli.
That's okay. Not what melicha does. Melicha extracts
salt,
the dam.
If salt spits out, even you can like wash the blood drip out of it.
I know...
That, for that reason, that's why if you would not have a kli menukov and the dam would drip out and it would sit with the salt, so then that would be tantamount to a piece of usser, a piece of treif, sitting with salt next to that piece of heter. But until the dam leaves the body, it's not going to create an issue.
Is that like a sheer
just zone? It's no different than the dam that existed beforehand.
Are you saying that there's multifunctionality, right? Meaning when this piece of meat is being salted, it's both taking out the blood, but also roasting the piece of meat with the dam inside of it, correct?
It's full, yeah, if we're saying melicha is...
You can say it's doing both.
If we're saying melicha...
No, I don't think that the melicha has the effect on what's going on inside the body. No, it just extracts.
We're saying melicha...
But it's also sleep.
If melicha is sleep, there should be no difference than when I salt the meat to extract the blood, then before I even salt the meat and putting that fully piece of meat with dam into... roasting it. There should be no difference. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Because it's still coming out the blood.
It's but great, I agree.
But while it's still in there, it's being roasted out. Because salt has two functions, it's both roasting and extracting it. That's what he's saying.
There's something else outside.
He's saying while it's in there, meaning.
Dam is not usser until it's extracted.
I thought it moved.
Yeah. Dam shalo pirish is that usser.
I thought it moved. What I've seen
okay, so it's if it's dam that are still inside the Avarim, then it's not going to be us. Awesome. Okay? What? For the dam that's outside. Most of the dam inside the animal is not an issue.
Why can't they just straight roast a steak? Why do I have to salt the steak first?
You have to take care of all that dam that is already us. What? By the way, you don't midoraisav. If you would cook up a steak, that's what I was telling Ari. Dam shebishlu is also not an isidoraisav. So if you would cook up a steak, according to Rov Rishonim, you're only dealing with an isidorabon. But there is still isirim derabon.
Only once it's out.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Rabbi says that the Bahag tells us that we weren't out of melicha.
Out of the ivarim, not out of the body. Yeah.
The sheer
melicha
is something that we weren't out
from
the sheer of tzli. What sheer of tzli are we talking about?
The time.
What?
The time of tzli.
About the amount of
tzli.
I'm sorry, the amount of
tzli. What does that mean, the amount of
tzli? The amount that it would take to affect, meaning if I would put... Or you're saying what's the quantity?
What's the quantity of salt?
I don't even know what the circumstances are. How do you answer?
Meaning, so like if you do a pound of salt for the 18 minutes.
However, the amount. How would you quantify that?
Yeah, I don't understand what shiur we're talking about because I thought all it is key.
The amount of time.
What's the word? How much is extracted? I don't know. Sorry, I don't get it.
If you hold the amount of salt that is not ke'ein urcha, but is ke'ein tzli, so how do you quantify that amount? No, sorry. It's the amount of, Rabbi Tam is saying the same amount of melicha that you're using in order to extract the dam, that is already considered kiroseach, is considered tzli. You would leave that potentially for the amount of time that it would take to roast something, and that would be the amount the
so
melicha.
Would more salt take quicker than less salt?
Wouldn't more salt take quicker than less salt?
Like, wouldn't the process be quicker if you use more salt than less salt?
I don't know.
Do we know how much salt?
There's no real number of.
There is no shear. The Bnei Shulchan writes that beferish. According to Rashi Shita, you have a significant amount of salt. You can know that you're not involved in shaila. How do you know what Eino Necho Machmas Milchu is according to Rabbeinu Tam? So, Rabbeinu Shulchan is machmir that he says any situation where you're not sure. It's not. He writes beferish that he doesn't have a quantity for it. And any time that it's an amount of salt that there might not be, that people might not eat it, that already would be the shear of Ananach Machas Milcho, according to Rabbi Natan.
We said Tzli was 18 minutes, though?
So Tzli was 18 minutes, yeah. Shear of a mil, yeah.
Also, my grandfather told me that when his mom used to do Malicha, they used to take like a wooden board with slits in it, and they would like put it on
exactly.
an angle, and that's
right.
what they do.
That's a Kli Menukov, exactly. Okay, weiter. So says the Bahag that that's what the din of Malicha is based off of. So that's the argument of Rebbe Tam. So far, he argued based on a Bahag. That's not necessarily a convincing argument. The Bahag was the one who explained the mechanics of Malicha by Kedera, by Malicha's Dam. But who says that Rashi and Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael have to subscribe to that? So, which Gemara? The compelling Gemara is the Gemara's earlier of all the Shilas that Rabbi Tam sounded like those were not happening Kedei Le'ibud or Kedei Latznia. Those were just situations that showed up in the kitchen that were less amount of dams. And why are you dealing with salt in the kitchen? Because you're going to do a ke'en l'kdeira. Fine. Is that 100% compelling? No. Because you don't have a raya that the Gemara was not talking about the larger amount of malicha that Rashi argues. So let's go on. Did Rabbi Natan have any other rayas? V'chein mashma ba koimetz rab. So listen. So he did have a Gemara menachas on daf chaf aleph amin aleph. The Gemara says, "The Gemara time of the Ma'itei Kra halava chidame lebay melech." The Gemara says, "The Torah told us that you don't have to." What did the Gemara say? And I remember the Gemara.
If you salt it,
you don't have to salt the dam of the carbon, right?
If you do, then it's like a tzli. You can therefore.
Gufa Amar Rab Zeira Amar Rab Chinen Dam Shabishalino over love Yasev Rav Ka Amar Lashmaitza Yisvei Abaya. Where is this?
Top. Yeah, it's like 12
lines. 7
there, I think.
Time of the Mi'at Dam Halava Chiyav Amina Dam Leboy Melech. The halacha is that in Kodshim Rabbi Yisai, what's the pasuk? Maloyach Timloch. You have to be my leach kachim. You have to be my leach karbonis, right? Kaven de malchay nafik le mitayres dam, right? Dam rab zira, am rab chenina dam shebishlu eno over alav. Rab yuda am rab zira dam shemilcho eno over alav. The Gemara asks Akasha, if I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I would have had to salt even the dam. Mar says, once you're moileach the dam, it's nafik le mitaras dam. It's not considered dam anymore. Dam Rab Zira, Amar Rab Chanina. Dam shebishlo eno over love. Dam that is cooked is you're not chayef for achilas dam. And dam shemilcho eno over love. Right. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what did the Gemara just tell you? Let's see the Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein mashma ba'komitz rabbi tekomer time in the mai tekra havlavach yava mina dam liboy melech v'hanofik le mituras dam. But it's already not dam. Damer of Yudah dam shemilcha ino overlov ama malichas kachim havi ino necho machmas milcho midepater dam shemilcho kamo dam shebishlo. The Gemara says two types of dam that you would be potter for. What type of dam are you potter for? Says the Gemara, dam shebishlo. If you cook dam, you're not chayev. And also in that same line says Rabbi Natan, dam shemilcho you would not be chayev for. It would not be considered dam anymore, right? So apparently, said Rabbeinu Tam, the amount of dam to be considered malicha is what? Is the same amount of dam that what? That is bishul. Dam Rabbeinu, dam shemilcha, eino over love, ama malichas kachem havei, eino necho machas milcho, midepater dam shemilcha, kamo dam shebishul. Dam rinu nahosam de eino over love, akamar asam rabba, malichas kachem. And then the Gemara continues at the bottom of the daf. I put it on your Makaris. The Gemara goes on at the bottom of the daf, v'chein l'kdeira. And that is the amount of melech that you would use for your pot to be matzah the basar that you're going to eat. Alma melichas kdeiris, tzarech shaloyu nechol machmas milchon. That's the amount of shaloy nechol machmas milchon. Wow, now Rabbeinu Tam has a raya. The Gemara is comparing melicha l'kdeira and melicha by dam. And that's why the Gemara is saying it doesn't have a din dam anymore, because there was effect of melicha of like melicha l'kdeira. So Rabbi say, who's this Gemara going to be a kasha on? Rashi. So let me look at Rashi in Menachos and Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph. How does Rashi explain? Dam shebishlu bein dechul and bein dekachim va'achlu eino over a love. The haloi chayv etoyra el al adam aroy lekapara, because the Torah only was mechayev dam that's roy for the mizbeach for the kapara. V'dam kachim mishabishlo lochazi lemilsa, and when you have dam kachim that you cook, it's no longer fit for the mizbeach, right? That's also the big hack, Rabbi said, with grape juice, right? Why is there a shiloh whether or not you can be yotzer with grape juice? Because once it's pasteurized, once it's bevishal, it's not roy l'naseh chagav mizbeach. It's no longer fit for the mizbeach. V'nochok midor as dam, and it's already no longer dam. And then Rashi adds in the following four words. U'maliach hareyu kiroseach. And not only that, but if you also salted the dam, what? Not only cooked the dam, but if you salted the dam, you'd also be potter al dam. Why? Because it's not fit for the mizbeach. Because maliach areyu kiroseach.
That's a Gemara.
So how much salt are you putting on over here, everybody say? According to Rashi, right? According to Rashi, if you add up Rashi and Kuf Yud Beis, and Rashi and Chul and Menachos Chaf Aleph and Aleph, everybody say, you come out with a fascinating conclusion. You listen to this, Rabbi Abfil? The shear from Malichas Kachim should come out of our sugya, a Kachim dika sugya. We have to ask the briskers. We have to ask the Kol Elyon this kasha. It should come out of our sugya that there is a machloikis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, about how much Malicha you have to put on to Kachim. Because Rashi is telling us that you would kick in Maliach Harei Kuroseach. And the Gemara is saying we're using the amount that you would use. The Gemara is trying to tell us that we don't need Malicha by Dam. The same Malicha that you would apply to Kachin, you would apply to Dam. And the Gemara says no, because that would be Maliach Harei Kuroseach. What second, Rashi, you hold Maliach Harei Kuroseach is what? Is a lot of salt. Is that possible? That the nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam might be a machloikis? And Hilchos Malichas Kachim, Rabbi Yisai? This was bothering me. That's what's coming out of here. But Pashtus, it should come out that there's a machlekes in Hilchos Malicha between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Until I found the Ritva. The Ritva, when he deals with all of Rabbeinu Tam's kashas, and more importantly, the most important kasha, not the Bahag, not the other Gemaras, but the Gemara Menachos Chaf Aleph. That's what I put on the Maror Mekaymis. So the Ritva said something fascinating. I think he's quoting from the Riva. The Ritva said, perhaps even Rashi will agree by a davar lach, as opposed to a solid item for Maliach Harei Kuroseach. Perhaps Dam, says the Ritva. Anyone have the Ritva here? Perhaps Dam, says the Ritva, could even be Kuroseach at a lower level shear. If you say like that pshat in the Ritva, then you will not have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about the mitzvah of Malichas Kachim. Okay? But if you don't say like that, I'd like to hear another answer of how you're going to get out of this Rashi and not come out with a conclusion of there's a machlokes Rishonim, what the mitzvah of Malichas Kachim was in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi just said the reason why you'd be potter, you'd not be chayev by Malicha in explaining the Gemara Menachos. You saw the Gemara Menachos? You have to see the Gemara Menachos. If you would see the Gemara Menachos, so the Gemara, the Rashi just explained, because it threw the mechanism of Maliach Hariya Kareseya. So I'm just taking it one step further. Wait a second, Rashi. I know your Shita from Chulin Kufyud Beis. You hold Maliach Hariya Kareseya is not just the simple amount of Malicha. So now are you trying to tell me, Rashi, that that's the amount that you need by all Kudshim? Wow, that's fascinating. Is that the conclusion? Unless I say like that Ritva, and I get out of Rashi from this question, I say Dam is different, I would conclude L'choira that Malicha by Kodshim would be more significant than Rabbeinu Tam and B'yamachlegs Rishonim, how much Malicha you would need. I asked Rav Sobolovsky this kasha a few hours ago. That's L'choira, that was the suggestion, and I could only get out of it right now unless I hold like that Ritva. Rashi says Malicha Hariya Kareseya. Gemara says Maliach Hariya Kareseach and Chulin Kufyud Beis. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Isai, that's in terms of the Gemaras. How do we paskin lehalacha? So if you open the simin that you want to analyze and you want to see, Rabbi Isai, don't take my word for it. Read it inside. Sadi Aleph Sif Hey. Who knows when the next time you're going to ever be able to discuss Hilchos Malicha? And it can happen when you have salt. So when do these shilas come up? Not as often as the next thing tomorrow, but they are possible when you have salty items. How do we paskin? So says the Mechaber, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The amount is the amount of of Eino Necho Machmas Milcho, which is like Resicha. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if you are, I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch. Maliach she'enu yachol lecho machmas milcho. Dahainu kein maliach shemolchin l'kdeira. Who is that? That is Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch is pachkin Rabbeinu Tam. Visho kedei malicha l'kdeira. Sounds like according to the Shulchan Aruch, what? You need to also the salt to sit the amount of time. Let's call it 18 minutes for now. Right? The amount of time that you need to do malichan. Any time that you didn't wash it off, you didn't rinse it off, that would be an issue of malicha. So according to the Mechaber, it would come out that the amount of salt is the amount of salt that I need to salt my meat for dam. Okay? The time, in order for it to create shilas, is only if it's sat for 18 minutes. The shach in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, and this is the way Ashkenazim paskin, Rabbi Isai, is that that's not true. Miu, I'm doing, Rabbi Isai, I didn't put this on the Marakomas, but you should write it down. I saved you a long shach. Shach in Sifkot and Yud Aleph writes, listen to this lashon. Umiu b'toich shir malicha. Means, from minute number 1 to number 18, meaning anytime there's a significant amount of malicha, that would be the amount of what, Shiner? The amount of kedera that you would do for taking out dam. Miu b'tok shir malicha la'oilam aser afilu be'efsid meruba v'sudas mitzvah d'chol ha'poskim sovrim d'tok shir malicha aveg roseach v'aran yochidu l'gabayu. Says the Shach, the Mechaber was makel like a shita yechida of the Ran over here that said it only kicks in after 18 minutes. Says the Shach, no one paskins like that, and therefore the Shach basically removes the issue of time and says that you're, actually, shouldn't use that phraseology of removes the issue of time. He makes a major issue immediately that anytime you have a significant amount of salt, a person would have to be machmir for our shaila of Maliach Hariya Kareseach miyat. That is the Shach in Sifkot Nir Aleph from the Mechaber and really the Ramah. You don't get that impression whatsoever. So is Rashi, everyone with me? Is the Ramah doesn't argue on that point. The Ramah has a few other kulas, but the Ramah says the only thing that the Ramah is really machmir on the Mechaber here is that we don't really know how much melech would be malicha rik yoseach. So therefore the Ramah says that you shouldn't only be machmir in a situation of the amount of salt that it would be for salting meat, likdera of bishul, even a lower amount of salt, we're both saying this is an important halacha, there's a lesser amount of salt that's needed when you're salting something for the barbecue than if you're salting something for cooking. Even So, meaning for tzli, the amount of malicha that's needed is a less in order to remove the dam than the amount that would be needed for cooking. The Ramah says we should really be machmir unless there's a hefsid meruba. Listen to the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim de anan ein bekiyim bedover. We don't know how much salt. The Yesh lanu lachshov afilu malichas tzli kiroseh. Even that lower amount of malicha that you would do for roasting, however amount of, I don't have a shear for that, it's definitely less than 18 minutes because the meal was used for gdera, but the amount of salt that would be used for tzli, I don't have the quantity of the amount, that would be something that the Ramah says to be choshesh. Basically, anytime you don't have a little bit of salt, Rabbi Isai, you should be machmir according to the Ramah, unless it's a tzarech gadol. But, the implication is that you would get the impression from Shulchan Aruch that and Ramah is that up until the shear of Melicha, the Zman of Melicha of 18 minutes, you're A-okay as long as you washed it off. Says the Shach, no. If you have a Shiloh of Treif that got stuck with some salt, even Toch Shear, the Zman of Melicha, that would be a problem. So now here's my final question, Rabbi Yisai. So does that mean we reject Rashi and the Bahag, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov entirely? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. There is, what do you mean no? You just paskin, you have to be machmir, even a smaller amount of melech. Why would Rashi ever be significant? So this gets back to what David, you asked. Says the Mechaber, umaliach ke'ein maliach deboi l'urcha. But if a person put on a significant amount of milk, that would be the shear of preserving it, of taking it for a travel, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, then I'm choshesh that even after you rinsed off the meat, since you put so much salt on, legabe the shear of Rashi, then it's not mutter, and you would also still have a shear, a shayla of malicha, even after the rinsing. And what? What's the only way I can get out of that shayla? The cholzman shelo sharu b'mayim dino keroseach. And any time I didn't soak it in water, it's still going to be dino keroseach. So here's the nafkamina.
How long ago?
I don't know. Soak it in water. It didn't say Isman. I'm not sure. So, we have to check the Baruch Shulchan if it gives Isman for that. Rabosai, lahalocha. We paskin that the shir malicha, like Rabbi Nutam, is ke'ein gedera. It's a smaller amount of salt. That's already shilas of malicha keroseach. That you could have these shilas. I'm not done. However, we don't ignore Rashi Shita entirely. It will be a chumrah on us that if we don't soak it, and all we did was rinsed off the salt, we would still have shilas of, let's say, a treif piece of chazer, or a piece of basar, touched a milchik food, and there was that amount of maliach, but it was rinsed off. Since there was so much melech that was put on, as long as it wasn't nishra b'mayim, and it didn't really get into the crux of this piece of basar, that would be a shayla of a future malicha shayla of malicha aria kereseach, in as much that it didn't have it soaking in the water. Rabbi Yisai, that is the end of malicha aria kereseach, legabe basar v'cholof. Moshe asked the Kasha an hour ago about what about the fact that the Gemara said, you're only chayav mishum ha'abed. Rabbi Yisai, I want to raise the following shayla. And it's raised by the Rashash on our Gemara. Everyone turn to the Alkama Farshim. On Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. The Rashash on Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis, underneath the line, the Rashash quotes on our Gemara of Maliach Harir Kuroseach. U'maskinen dahainu kuroseach titzli. The maskana is that what? It's like tzli, right? V'das haran b'shili avodah zarah comes along the Rashash and he says the shita of the ran is that maliach is so much kiroseach that guess what? What Moshe asked is 100% correct. That Gemara happened to have said you're chayav mishum ha'abed. Says the ran, but don't think that you're only chayav mishum ha'abed. If you put melech onto your meat on Shabbos, says the Ran, I don't even believe what I'm about to say. Rabbi Yisai, look it up. The Ran in Avodah Zarah in the Dapi Arif on Lamed Chesam Abis. Are you ready for this? Says you're chayav for Bishul on Shabbos. and he's arguing with the Ramban. The Ramban said, no, that Gemara is a raya, that you're only chayav mishum ha'abed. You're not, you don't say malicha is mamish like tzli, right? Which we can understand. According to the Ramban, makes a lot of sense because the Ramban yesterday didn't parallel them legamre. And therefore, says the Ramban, it's dino kitzli in terms of what? In terms of blios? In terms of hilchos kashrus? But just because, Rabbi said, listen to this. Just because something moves and transfers in hilchos kashrus in the world of blios doesn't necessarily mean that you violated in Hilchos Shabbos Isser Bishul. And the Ramban therefore says, listen to this, and we didn't learn enough to understand this fully, but this Ramban is so clutch. The Ramban in that Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah says, because I'm telling you through the Hilchos Malicha, that just because Blios are a problem, it doesn't necessarily mean that for Hilchos Shabbos that you're considered as if you cooked. That's why, says the Ramban, you could have shilos of blios where you would not be considered cooking on Shabbos. What's another example of this, says the Ramban? Kli sheni. What is a kli sheni? Kli sheni is the following, Rabosai. Everyone knows this from making tea, right? Are you allowed to make tea in a kli sheni? The answer is no. Okay? Actually, that it should take that back. According to most, except for of Soloveitchik, are you allowed to make tea in a kli sheni? No. Okay, he has a different understanding of what tea is. Let's leave tea. Are you allowed to make what else do you want to cook?
Coffee.
Whatever. Coffee's also. Are you allowed to take something raw and put it into a kli sheni, Rabbi Isai?
No.
The answer is no. But midor rabbanon, you're not. Midor araisa, are you allowed to put it into a kli sheni?
Yeah.
What is a kli sheni? Kli sheni is something that was never on the fire, never heated on the fire. It's a receptacle of a kli that you took by the urn and you put it in. Right now it's no longer on the fire. According to most poskim, with the exception of the Chazon Ish, that is considered a kli sheni. Good? Good. This is a kli sheni. I received it. It was never heated up on the fire. It was never on the ore. That's a kli sheni. Good? Minat Torah, I am allowed to be mevashel in this. This doesn't exist, Minat Torah, in terms of Hilchos Bishul. Good? Says the Ramban, so a Minat Torah, you're allowed to cook in this on Shabbos, right? Does that mean that if you have a Bliya Asura, if Trey fell into it, that it's not going to be Bliyas? Says the Ramban, our Gemara is the Raya that's not a carryover. You could have Bliyas in Hilchos Kashrus, even though you're not considered being Mevashel in Hilchos Shabbos. They're not parallel to each other. Rabosai, I don't know if you can realize how important this Ramban is right now, Rabbi Yisai. We just left our sugya and we just went into every single shaila in halacha of where did the treif happen? Did your drop of milk fall onto a pot on the fire? Or did it fall on the counter or somewhere else or in a bowl that is what? Even though it was hot, it was a kli sheni. According to the Ramban, that is nice, interesting, but totally irrelevant. You know why? Because this is the world of Blias. This is not the world of Bishul. How do you know this? I know it from what? From Aliyah Chariah Kuroseach. You can be considered having Blias, and yet in the world of Shabbos, you're only Chayav Mishum, Ma'abed, and nothing else. The Ran disagrees with the Ramban, and the Ran says no. The Gemara might have said Ma'abed, but guess what? Maliach harei kuroseach, when you pickle something, if you make herring on Shabbos, says the Ran in Avodah Zarah, guess what? You're chayav skila. You know why? Because you cooked. I cooked? What do you mean I cooked? I didn't open up a fire. I didn't even do anything. I didn't even use any heat. This is all cold, says the Ran. Didn't you learn Shmuel? Didn't you learn Maliach harei kuroseach? Maliach harei kuroseach means Bishul. So therefore, you're chayav on Shabbos. Rabbi, in the world of Shabbos, I like the Ramban. Makes a lot of sense to me. But if you want to accept the Ramban, you're going to be not happy in the world of what? Kashrus. You're going to have serious shilas, and you're going to have to be machmir on every shila. Rabbi Yisai, guess what? The Mechaber and the Ramar are not machmir for the Ramban. They say Yeshayimrim, but the Mechaber and the Ramar makel. Guess what? The Shach and the Taz quote a Marshal and says, you have to be machmir for the Ramban, at least l'chadchila. Whoa. And many Paiskim are choishish for this. It's unbelievable. It's changing kashrus right now. However, comes along the Rashash, and he says, I don't understand this Ran at all. Rabbi, I'm not stopping. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not stopping. Rabbi, say, Utmiani, says the Rashash. Utmiani. Dahaloi, Eino Chayev B'Shabbos, Ela B'Toldas Ha'or. Says the Rashash, I don't understand what this Ran in Avodah Zarah is saying. It's very nice what he's extrapolating, but doesn't the Gemara tell us, Beferish, that if you heat something up that he was even heated up by the sun, like a Dud Shemesh, Rabbi, perhaps, or other source of heat, you're not Chayev on Shabbos, Midor Raisa? Rabbi, says the Rashash, how could the Ran have the chutzpah to tell us that you would be Chayev on Shabbos through Malicha, if even something that's not connected to a fire, you don't have any ore, you don't have any fire, the Gemara says you'd not be chayev. If you have something that roasts in the sun, the Gemara says it's mutter. You can roast an egg outside in the sun, and the Gemara says your egg is mutter to eat on Shabbos. Midrabbanan, they answered if you cook it up with a receptacle on something that got heat from the sun. That's what's called toldos hachama. Why? Even that was a machlekes in the Gemara. Because people wouldn't know to differentiate between toldos ha'or and toldos hachama. But fundamentally, what do you see from that Gemara? No fire, no chiv, no chilul Shabbos. So how could the Ran tell me with a straight face that based off of Malicha Areya Kereseach, you're chayev on Shabbos? That's crazy. Rabbi, this issue that the Rashash is raising, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos right now, might have ramifications. Lagabe microwaves on Shabbos, is that considered Chayev on Shabbos since there is no fire? But Rabbi, I am out of time. I am staying way over. But there is other extrapolations. Maybe I'll mention quickly tomorrow. And we're going to move on.